Victory is assured for all who obey Christ's orders, November 16. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world, NKJV. Christ came to our world as the surety for humanity, preparing the way for all to gain the victory by giving them moral power. It is not his will that any shall be placed at a disadvantage. He would not have those who are striving to overcome intimidated and discouraged by the crafty assaults of the serpent. Be of good cheer, he says, I have overcome the world. With such a general to lead us on to victory, we may indeed have joy and courage. He came as our champion. He takes cognizance of the battle that all who are at enmity with Satan must fight. He lays before his followers a plan of the battle, pointing out its peculiarities and severity, and warning them not to join his army without first counting the cost. He tells them that the vast confederacy of evil is arrayed against them, and shows them that they are fighting for an invisible world, and that his army is not composed merely of human agencies. His soldiers are co-workers with heavenly intelligences, and one higher than angels is in the ranks, for the Holy Spirit, Christ's representative, is there. Then Christ summons every decided follower, every true soldier, to fight for him, assuring them that there is deliverance for all who will obey his orders. If Christ's soldiers look faithfully to their captain for their orders, success will attend their warfare against the enemy. No matter how they may be beset, in the end they will be triumphant. Their infirmities may be many, their sins great, their ignorance seemingly insurmountable, but if they realize their weakness, and look to Christ for aid, he will be their efficiency. He is ever ready to enlighten their dullness and overcome their sinfulness. If they avail themselves of his power, their characters will be transformed. They will be surrounded with an atmosphere of light and holiness. Through his merits and imparted power they will be more than conquerors. Supernatural help will be given them, enabling them in their weakness to do the deeds of omnipotence. Those who fight for Christ are fighting in the sight of the heavenly universe, and they should be soldiers, not cowards. By faith they are to look calmly upon every foe, exclaiming, "We fight the good fight of faith, under the command of an omnipotent power. Because he lives, we shall live also."